Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's back from Los Angeles. I hear you saw a good movie out there, Dean.
I saw the new Jurassic movie, Jurassic World Dominion is what it's called.
Are we going to like it? Are we going to like that movie?
The dinosaurs are back. You know what? I don't put the same kind of weight on a movie like this that I would, you know, some serious drama. It's a popcorn movie. It's dinosaurs. You know, it's dinosaurs trying to coexist with humans is sort of the premise, the oversimplified premise of this particular version. You know, the dinosaurs are running around. They chase people. They scare people. They eat people. You know, it was fun. It's a popcorn movie, and it's opening just after June, like the middle of June, I think, is the opening date for this. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be the final Jurassic movie. They had the original three. Now they've had the three reboots with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. But in this movie, in addition to the new cast, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, three of the originals have also come back to be part of this movie. Laura Dern, the great Jeff Goldblum, and it's fun to see the two casts together as they, you know, kind of bring the history and this whole enormously successful franchise to the close. I interviewed them all yesterday in Los Angeles, and Jeff Goldblum is hilarious, as always, in any interview. The always unpredictable Jeff Goldblum. Chris Pratt was great. Bryce Dallas Howard, some of the newcomers. My highlight, though, yesterday in Los Angeles, I'm sitting in my hotel room doing my meticulous research, getting ready for the interviews I was going to do. And I had our sister station, KTLA, turned on. Mm-hmm. And Sam Rubin, who was with you, I guess, the last couple of days here filling in for me, was on the air on their TV station in Los Angeles, complaining that he had to fill in for that Chicago entertainment reporter. He was all disheveled. Yeah, they called me and I have to fill in. And
like he doesn't love it.
Like he doesn't love it, number one. Right. But it's just funny when you're, you know, I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee in my hotel room and the guy on TV is talking about me.
Yeah, I've had the weird experiences like that. What do you think the new Avatar movie will be like? You think that'll be any good?
I think, you know, I was a big fan of the original Avatar movie that came out 13 years ago. I mean, I sort of remember it, but I went back and looked at my notes and my review, and I remember how groundbreaking that it was. It's still the biggest selling motion picture of all time, nothing's come close. You know, the producers, cast is back, the director's back. So I think it's going to be great. There's a short trailer that's online that shows all the creatures and, you know, kind of this world that is going to be coming out. It's not till Christmas time. We've got quite a ways to go until we get to that, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm happy that, like, you know, big movies are starting to come out again. Mm-hmm. It's starting to feel a little more normal. We've got the Top Gun Maverick, the Tom Cruise reboot of Top Gun. That's going to be coming out in next week, Memorial Day weekend. So it's starting to feel back to normal in movie land.
Dave Chappelle's attacker was in court. What happened, Dean?
He's trying to get his bail reduced so he can, you know, get back out onto the streets. There's so many more people that need to be tackled, really, on the streets.
And, yeah, you know, right.
We need his vital services out there. The judge very wisely said, no, we're keeping the bail where it is. And unless he's able to produce that money, that's where he's going to stay. The other news about the Dave Chappelle incident is that Netflix has decided they are not going to be running the attack performance at the Hollywood Bowl. It was for the Netflix Is a Joke Comedy Festival, which is going on, that's got all kinds of amazing comedians performing that will all be on Netflix soon. The Chappelle performance, the attack, will not be part of their part of it. Apparently was never intended to be. That it's you know, it's going to be something that Dave Chappelle is going to put out later on, and whether or not he includes that attack in the whole thing is it's going to be completely up to him.
We were talking a little while ago about people who get COVID for a second time. This happened to Stephen Colbert. Is The Late Show off all week this week?
It seems that way. They canceled the tapings of the show until further notice. They haven't really said when they're going to continue again. But last week, Stephen Colbert tested positive for COVID. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. He went into 2 weeks of quarantine, and they did testing again. The testing turned out negative, so it looked like he was over it. Did a couple of shows, and apparently they do testing there every day, as they do at a lot of places, and he tested positive again. He came back up positive again. So whether or not it was a false positive test that indicated that it was okay for him to come back, or a false negative test that indicated, or I've never heard of somebody, you know, getting clear of it and then couple of days later getting COVID again. So I'm not really sure exactly what happened, but for the time being, Stephen Colbert show is in reruns until they figure out what's going on there.
We talked a little bit about his alma mater, Second City, yesterday, and how he's getting even more involved, isn't he?
He is. He is a part of this new artistic board of directors that Second City is putting on. You know, they have new owners there. They're kind of like reorganizing. And Stephen Colbert was tapped to put together a board of directors consisting of artists, former performers, alumni of Second City. So he rounded up Tina Fey, Julia Louis-Dreyfus to be part of it, Catherine O'Hara, Jason Sudeikis, Tim Meadows is part of it, Steve Carell is part of it, Keegan-Michael Key is part of it, Gene Lynch. So, I mean, they got some heavy hitters in comedy in general, many of which with, you know, who are born and raised in Chicago, but all of whom have Chicago roots and certainly Second City roots. And their job is going to be to advise, share their experience, and work with this new private equity firm that now owns Second City. It's a company that's called ZMC, on the direction of the theater and, you know, what they want to do artistically and, you know, comedy standards, et cetera, developing new artists. So it's going to be an interesting time. It's, you know, new owners over at the Second City bringing in some of their alumni to help out.
And we talked about Mike Haggerty, who sadly passed away, a character actor from Chicago, spent time at Second City. He was in Friends. He was, Somebody Somewhere, filmed in Lockport for HBO. He was the dad in that. He was on Seinfeld. And it was very kind of depressing to hear about his death at the age of 67.
Really great Chicago character actor. I mean, if you don't know him by name, if you saw his picture, you'd know him instantly from a whole variety of roles.
You know actor James Cromwell from Babe and so many movies and TV shows, Jurassic World, but you don't know him from being glued to a Starbucks counter. What went on here?
So far, this might be my favorite entertainment story of the year. I defy anyone to come up with a better story than this for the year. He's very politically active. He always has been. And he is protesting against Starbucks for, apparently they charge if you ask for a plant-based creamer. If you go to the Starbucks and you don't want just regular cream or half and half, you want something that's plant-based, his explanation was that there is a charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to protest that. So the way that he decided to do it was by super gluing himself to the counter of a Starbucks. So, you know, when he started to do his protest and they said, you know, and they would inevitably say, sir, you're going to have to leave. He couldn't because, you know, we've all done this with super glue where you get a little bit on your fingers and you can't get it off. Or God forbid you put your finger, it's on your fingers and you get stuck to the counter or something for a second till you can scrape it off. He put a whole mess of it on his hands and put his hands on the counter so he couldn't move. The paramedics had to come to remove him from the counter where he made his protest. And look at us talking about this. It worked.
I'll leave, it officer, worked. But I have to take the counter with me. Thank you.
Right.
Dean, good to have you back.
See you tomorrow.